So we're reading from Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, Selah. Think about that. There is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Think about that. Praise God. And back in Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green, and it will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We'll just pray as Steve continues to distribute the water. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we can turn to your word. Lord, we thank you that we can read it and be blessed by the public reading of your word. We thank you, Lord, that you want to speak to us, and we pray that you will. We pray that you'll anoint this brief collection of thoughts, Lord, that you will minister into our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you. So, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. He shall be, this is a man or a woman, he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Yesterday we were in a beautiful place. After the concert, we travelled down to a place called Oakham, which is a beautiful little market town near Rutland Water, very picturesque. And from there, we went across to Stamford and spent the afternoon in Stamford, which is a lovely place. Very Cotswoldish, if you've never been. Very much like the Cotswolds, but obviously in Lincolnshire. Absolutely lovely. And where we parked, we walked down the road, a road called Water Street, appropriately enough. And there was just row upon row of trees planted by the river. And as we approached the river, there's this huge willow just drinking in the nourishing water, flourishing there. And we walked across the road and there's huge oak trees by the side of the river. It probably would have taken about three of us doing this to put our arms around this tree, at least three. It was huge. Probably been there for a couple of hundred years at least, I would have thought. Wonderful. And then later we walked to an area central in Stamford called the Meadows. If those of you have been there, it's kind of like an island between the river. The river splits and comes round, and it's just like a park. It's absolutely lovely. Trees all the way around where the river is, and it just put me in mind of this scripture. And so really, I just want to share with you what I felt the Lord speak to me concerning this. it's such a picture, because obviously we're enjoying this heat wave, shades of 1976. Those of you that can remember 1976, I know there's at least perhaps one who might be a little bit too young. Some that have amnesia maybe over there. 1976 was a summer just like this, wasn't it? And a long, hot summer. We don't get them very often. You know, that people do talk about climate change and, oh, look how bad it is and it's never been like this before. Well, it has actually. It has been like this before. I'm not a subscriber or necessarily a denier of climate change. I remain on the fence on that. The climate is changing, or it seems to be. Whether it's man-made is another matter. That would be my point of view, I tend to think. No reason why we shouldn't clean up our act, though, just to get that in, environmentally speaking. But we are in a period of hot weather. We are in a period of drought. There's no question about, you know, some of the state of the climate, for instance, in Japan or in Sweden and other places. But this is nothing new. But it's a picture to us, isn't it, of a tree. Usually we don't have to think about things like this, but we've got it on our doorstep. Your garden, probably like mine, is parched. And the grass is no longer green. It's turning a funny shade of yellow, I guess. And we're living in a parched land. There's talk of hosepipe bans in the northwest. The northwest, of all places, where it rains a lot. When I first moved to Manchester, they said to me, it only rained twice last week. Once for 3 days and once for 4 days. It's not quite true, but it's wet up there. And so we're living in a time of when the land is parched, so we can relate to it for a change. This scripture talking about a tree planted by the river. You know, and those trees that we saw in Stamford yesterday, they're planted by the river. They thrive, even though the rest of the land was parched. Those trees are loving it. And there's a good reason for that. It's because their roots are deep and they're receiving that nourishing sap from the river. They spread out their roots by the river. And even though it's hot, even though it's a time of drought, so to speak, they are still green and they are still flourishing. And that's what this scripture says. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. The man and woman who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord will be like that. We will be like that. We will be like trees planted by the river. And that means that even when times are hard, even when persecution arises, we will still be flourishing because our roots are deep in the Lord. That's what it's the picture of. Blessed is the man or woman who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. In Psalm 1, we see something similar as well. We can turn to Psalm 1 if you want to do. We won't necessarily be coming back to Jeremiah 17. You can free that finger up now. Psalm 1, the first three verses. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Blessed is the man who doesn't do those things. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, in his word, he meditates, that person meditates day and night. They shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in season, whose leaf shall also not wither, and whatever they do shall prosper. So we see there that those who delight in the law of the Lord, we also will be like that tree. That's a similar analogy that we see there. Not only the man who trusts in the Lord, but the man and woman whose delight is in the word of God, whose delight is in the law of the Lord. Now, I don't know about you. You know, I like reading. I like watching certain programs. I like catching up on the news on the internet, reading certain things, watching various things on YouTube. And all of those things are valid. Whatever your interests are, they're valid. All of that is good. I know some like bird watching, some like
music,
some like dancing, whatever. Our interests and our tastes, all of those things are valid things. But if we don't delight in the law of God the most, if the word of God isn't our delight, then we are in danger of being those who start to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, in danger of starting to stand in the path of sinners, and eventually we'll sit in the seat of the scornful, sit in the seat of mockers. If our delight is in the law of the Lord, then we will be prosperous and be like trees planted by the river. We need to delight in his word. So we need to trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. We need to delight in his word. And we will be blessed. We will be like those trees that don't struggle to bear fruit, even though it might be hard. Even though it might be a time. And the Bible warns us. Remember, we were talking at the beginning of being cold and wet. And because some people hadn't heeded the warning that it was going to rain that night, and so they didn't take their coat. You know, we can be those, if we don't take the warnings that are in the Word, we can be those who find ourselves that our roots are not deep and that we're not delighting in the law of the Lord. And so when trouble comes, and trouble is coming, we will not be like those trees planted by the water. We will suffer loss. You know, in that article I referred to concerning large proportions of the Jewish community in this country becoming afraid for their safety by staying in the UK. And so many are looking to leave this country, to move to Israel. One of the things that person quoted in that article was, when persecution starts with the Jews, it doesn't end with the Jews. Okay. We can be certain that if we as a nation begin to persecute the Jewish people, and that is what is happening evidently in small ways, we can be certain that that will continue to grow unless it's challenged, and it will affect us as believers as well. Talking about challenge, Peter mentioned about the UN Council earlier on. I've read a report that there's starting to be a change there because there's been a challenge come to them that what you're doing is not right, that you are biased and that you are unreasonably targeting Israel for your condemnations. Because that challenge has come, there are reports of reform starting to happen. If you don't say anything about it, it will carry on. If we don't stand up for the truth, then the lies will continue. And it's very interesting that that in that article it does say that, you know, when persecution starts with the Jewish people, as we've seen in recent history many times, it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. It will come to the church because, as Steve mentioned in his prayer, you know, the Jewish people are God's natural branches. We are the spiritual branches. The persecution is a spiritual attack. It will come to the church. We will be persecuted at some stage down the line. So we need to have our roots deep, like those trees planted by the water. I want to read from Isaiah 26, well-known scripture. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah, the Lord, is everlasting strength. And so the scripture we talked about, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, he'll be like a tree planted by the waters. Here we have another blessing. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. So really what we're talking about is how deep is our trust in the Lord. Just like a tree's roots, and I'm sure that if we could have taken some kind of X-ray mechanism, that wonderful oak at the side of the river in Stamford, and looked at the root network underground, I'm sure we would see a huge, absolutely huge network of roots. The tree itself was majestic, huge, great climbing tree. Would have loved to have gone climbing up that tree. Just a huge tree, majestic, magnificent. But the roots are probably as deep and as wide. Invisible. How deep are our roots? How deep are our roots in the Word? How deep are our roots in the Lord? Really? Because when that trouble comes, we will be tested. But if our roots of trust are deep in the Lord, then we will have perfect peace. And we read, didn't we, from Psalm 46, where the Lord says that He is our refuge and our strength. Verse 10, very famous verse, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still and know, perceive, understand, absolutely get it in your heart, I am God. And God says this, I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. In other words, all the nations will bow down and worship God. He will be exalted among the nations. Praise the Lord. No matter what is going on in the world, we can know that He will be exalted. He will be glorified. So our trust is in Him. Our trust is in Him. I want to read one or two other verses concerning the difference between trusting in the Lord and being afraid. And we could spend a lot of time reading lots of different verses. But Psalm 27 verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Are you trusting in Theresa May today? Or possibly Jeremy Corbyn? I wouldn't if I was you. We have seen how trustworthy politicians can be, some politicians. Don't trust in man. Don't just trust in man. Don't just trust in princes. It's better to trust in the Lord. Verse 14, "The Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation." He is our trust. Even when we're not sure of what's going on in the world, we're not sure of what's happening in our lives maybe, we can trust the Lord. We can sink those roots of trust down deep in the Lord. And famously, of course, let me just finish this section by reading from Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. We could probably all recite, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." We don't know what time the rain is going to come. But if we've paid attention to the Word, we've got our coats with us, we can trust the Lord. We don't know what's going to happen. By saying that, what I mean is, we don't know what is going to happen in the future. We don't know what is round the corner. We pray for good prosperity and for peace in our nation, but we don't know what is going to happen. But we can trust in the Lord with all our heart. Praise God. I want to jump back to Psalm 46 for the second part of this two-part devotional, really. this lovely psalm, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. We'll trust instead. We're not going to fear. Even though the earth be removed. Wow, listen to this. Even though the earth be removed. Even though we're in the midst of a massive shaking going on, that everything we know and trust in and rely on is moved. Though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. And that is a picture, actually, that I included in my novel from a few years ago, 70 Weeks. A mountain was cast into the sea. It's actually geologically possible for one of the Canary Islands to shear and the whole side of the mountain to fall into the sea. And the theory is it will cause a huge tsunami that would cause a massive, massive tsunami wave that would cause massive damage all around the Atlantic rim, especially on the eastern seaboard of the States. So a mountain might well fall into the sea and cause all kinds of massive damage. We've seen what tsunamis can do before. Though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, it says, we will not fear, but we will trust. Even if all those things take place, praise God, they're not taking place at this point in time. But it goes on to say, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. There is a river. And there we were in Stamford yesterday, these beautiful trees and this lovely river. And it's these two things that put me in mind. The river of God. Recently we were in Chester as well. These birthday celebrations have gone on for a number of weeks. We didn't book a particular holiday away simply because we didn't know when the twins would be arriving, and so we straddled it a bit like that. So we were in a hotel at the side of the river in Chester. Very, very nice. Recommend it. Beautiful. And on this river were people sailing. In Stamford yesterday, there was nobody on the river. It was just people enjoying the sunshine. But when we were in Chester, there were people sailing on this river in various types of water craft and enjoying the water, lots of rowers and pleasure boats, etc. But the river I'm thinking of is one that's fairly fast flowing. It's a fairly, busy river. And there are, you can go white water rafting in rivers like that. We don't really see that in the River Humber, but there are rivers like that. And if you go into one of those rivers, you know, you enter the river and then you're suddenly carried along by the stream, by the current, and you don't really have very much control as to where you go. And you can be with other people and they can be in similar sort of craft as you. And some of them can be going faster than others because there's a stream of the river that's going quite fast at that stage, but you're maybe going in a slower part. So there's different speeds, there's different flow, there are different currents. But when you're in that river, you're being carried along. You're being carried along. And Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit being like a river, didn't he? In John chapter 7. Just going to read a couple of scriptures from John chapter 7. Verse 37 to 40. On the last day, on the great day of the Feast of Tabernacles, as Jesus celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. See, because it said Jesus cried out. He didn't say, if anyone thirsts. No, if anyone thirsts. He declared it, making the declaration. As the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke, verse 39, concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Therefore, many from the crowd, when they heard this saying, said, truly, this is the prophet, this is the Messiah. Indeed, he was and is to come. Amen. And so the Lord there is relating, you know, our experience in the Holy Spirit as being like that of this river. In Psalm 46, it says there is a river, and in Ezekiel, it talks about a river. In Ezekiel, it talks about a river flowing out from the New Jerusalem down towards the Dead Sea and down towards the Mediterranean. And I believe there's going to be a literal river, because the trees on the side of that river, the leaves will be for the healing of the nations. The Bible says that. I believe that literally, as well as in a spiritual sense as well. You know, after Armageddon and after all the end times Antichrist stuff, and when the Lord is reigning from Jerusalem, there will be medicinal properties of the leaves of those trees that grow in Israel, that river of life, for the healing of the nations. But in a spiritual sense, this river is a spiritual picture of the river of the Holy Spirit. And you know, just like those people in that river, you know, you can't be carried along by the river if you're standing on the side. Right? You don't get very far unless you get in. But if you get on that canoe or whatever it is, that raft, then you can be carried along by the current of the river. You see what I'm saying there? You see the picture? Now, as we mentioned, some of those rafts would be travelling faster than others, because the current might be faster there than it is over here, or vice versa. Then all of a sudden it might reverse, and all of a sudden you're going faster and others are going slower. You know, we can't explain the workings of the Holy Spirit in our lives, because the Lord works severally as he will. We can't explain the different giftings. We can't explain all the things. Jesus also said about the Holy Spirit being like the wind. You know, and you can't explain the wind. You can't explain why it's blowing here and not there. It just is, isn't it? It's like the river. And God wants us to trust him so much that we allow him to carry us along in this river that makes glad the city of God. You know, just slightly off the topic, Abraham looked for a city. He didn't find it. It says in Hebrews that he was looking for the city whose builder and maker, whose architect was God. And I find myself very often thinking to myself, especially when I hear things about like that young lad that's had acid in his face, when I hear about, you know, Jewish people actually feeling unsafe in our own country, when I see so much of our nation, our society going to the dogs, really, in many ways, I often think to myself, I'd love to live in a good place, a place where righteousness is respected, where you know, where goodness dwells. Love to live in that sort of a place. Where is that place? Can you tell me where it is? I don't think there is such a place. I know people in the past have had visions of a new society, and many, many places are called New Town or New City. We have New Town in Wales, for instance. And other societies have been founded with this vision in mind of a new beginning, a place where righteousness dwells. But on this earth, we're not going to see it. We're not going to see it. And yet, here in Psalm 46, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. There will be a city one day on earth whose streams, where the river of God is flowing in the midst of it, makes glad the city of God. The river whose stream shall make glad the city of God. The holy place, it's the place where God will dwell. It's the place where Jesus will reign from. But it's not going to be in human terms. It's what God will build. But the river of God, we must choose to enter the river of God, just like those people rafting on a river have to actually get in to the river itself. So do we. We must choose to live the life of the Spirit. We must ask the Lord to give us his Holy Spirit. If we don't seek God for his good gifts, he won't give them to us. He wants us to seek his face. We can trust him. As we trust him with the flow of that river, we know that we will be blessed. We know that we will be happy. As it says there in Jeremiah 17, blessed is the man, happy is the person who trusts in the Lord. That's what that means. We will be happy. Why? Because we know that he is in control and that he will carry us along according to his best will and purpose in our lives. Just like that river. So just to conclude, that vista of the trees and the river there in Stamford yesterday, it was a beautiful sight. It was so lovely a sight that lots of people gathered there in that meadows area as the river had split. It was like a park, and the people there were, kids were playing, and geese were sunbathing, and little groups of people, little pockets of people playing and chatting, talking, picnicking. It was lovely. People wanted to be there where the trees and where the river was. Obviously the sun was shining, makes a big difference. People were enjoying the peace and tranquility and the beauty of that place, enjoying the work of God, the lovely scenery. As we trust the Lord and allow him to lead and carry us, so people will be drawn to him through us too. Because we will be like those oaks of righteousness as we trust in the Lord, drawing the sap from the river of God. We will become, so to speak, like a pleasant place where people want to benefit from our fruitfulness. I want to just finish with Isaiah 61, three verses from Isaiah 61. Familiar verses. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. Okay, so this is the ministry of Jesus. We know from the Gospels that this was his ministry and that he sends us out into the world to do the same thing. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. In other words, to bring warning as well as the comfort there. Verse 3, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. This is what God wants to do for people. To give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Now, specifically, it's talking there about those who mourn in Zion. So we could include the Jewish people in this. But for those who are seeking God in their hearts, they might not know that it's God they're seeking. Those who are open to the gospel, God and us as well, obviously we are included in this. The Lord wants to give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise instead of that spirit of heaviness. Shake it off. So that we as well could be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. So you see the picture that I got in my mind there in these scriptures. God wants us to be like those trees in the faith. He wants us to be those who so trust the Lord deeply that we will not be shaken when trouble comes. We will not be blown over. We will not suffer when it's very dry, because our roots are down in that river, the river of God that is carrying us and blessing us, making glad the city of God. Praise the Lord. So the question really is this afternoon, how deep are our roots? How much do we delight in the word of God? Are we allowing the Lord to carry us along in the river of the life of his Spirit? And only we can answer that of our own lives. But I would encourage us, be those who are called oaks of righteousness. Encourage you to grow so grow in the Lord that your roots are so deep in that river of life that he gives. Amen. Shall we pray? Lord, we want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful pictures you give us in your word. Lord, that you said that we can be like those trees that are planted by rivers, where there is nourishing sap and fruitfulness and blessing and happiness. And Lord, like that picture yesterday where people just love to dwell and enjoy the beautiful scenery and the tranquility and the loveliness of that scene. Thank you, Lord, that that's your desire for us as your church, to be those oaks of righteousness, to be those who are rooted deeply in the river of your Holy Spirit, of the river of your life in us. Thank you, Lord, that by your grace we can do that. By your grace, Lord, we can trust in you and not fear. By your grace, Lord, we can move according to the leading of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask that you will help us to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.